Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
There is nothing more fun for this morning show than when a listener is upset at Jeff. And this one, Jeff brought on himself.
Had a great day at the ballpark, except the woman sitting to Jessica and I, our immediate left, had a small child with her. And I'm going to guess the age of being 2.5 or 3.5 years old. Anyways, this woman, this child was just all over the place. He had no interest in what was happening on the field. He wanted to play with the seats. He wanted to find out what was on the ground. He wanted to swing his stuffed tomahawk around. And it just made the game uncomfortable for Jessica and I. So at one point during the game, I leaned over and said to the woman, you know what? You got to control your kid because he's really kind of ruining the enjoyment of the game. And her response was not an apology. It was not, I'll try. It was nothing like that. It was, he's 3 years old. You need to be a little more understanding and patient. And it to the point where Jessica and I ended up moving to a different section about five innings into the game.
The woman that was sitting next to you at the game claims she's on the line right now.
Oh!
And she wants to talk to you.
Okay.
And Tammy put, her name is Janet, was sitting next to Jeff at game, .PISSED.
She's one of these people who doesn't think she can do anything wrong. Like, I'm looking forward to talking to her because I guarantee you we'll spend 10 minutes talking to her and she will not admit to any fault. And, you know, her life is probably all screwed up, but she's got fault after fault after fault and none of them are hers.
At least you comforted her before she came on. Janet?
Hey.
Just in the interest of fairness here, what were you wearing at the game the other night just to make sure that you were the one sitting next to Jeff?
Well, ask her, if she's so sure, ask her what I was wearing.
Okay, what was Jeff wearing?
Oh, okay, that sounds fair. Okay, the guy that was sitting next to me had a black T-shirt and these black sunglasses that he thought he looked so good in.
What level of the park were you sitting in?
In the third level.
That you? You sure?
It could be me.
Okay.
It was you. It was you.
Jeff is giving a thumbs up. It's okay.
You, Jeff, you're so selfish. You don't have any kids. That's why you don't understand. And if you want to come to a baseball game, then you need to be aware of the fact that that's where children are. Families take their children to baseball games. Do you know that my family, we bought 8 tickets, 8 of them. That means 8 tickets, souvenirs, snacks, and my child was not anything but being a child. You are just wrong. You're just wrong.
Right, but your child was being a child. He was hitting us with a foam tomahawk.
Oh, he's 3 years old. How much damage could he do? He barely even blew it past you.
You put an eye out one of those things.
It's not a matter of how much damage he could do. It's the fact that you and I each paid the same amount of money for our seats.
He was playing. You never been around children that play?
Yeah, but your child was ruining his Braves experience. And
right.
He paid just as much for his tickets as you did for yours and your kids.
But grown-ups should learn how to play with children, and he was playing. He was just having a good time. He wasn't crying. He was laughing, and he was just talking the way that kids talk. He wasn't bothering anybody but you.
Yeah, and that's enough, like, isn't it?
Do you think that the Braves would rather have us there with our 8 tickets or you with your 2?
Well, because there's a possibility the Braves would say Jeff and Jessica, because if you bring your kids and other people around have the same experience that Jeff had, they'll stop coming to the Braves games.
Well, people like that need to go out to the museum or to the movies or to a play or something, not to a game, because that's where children are. Families take their children to enjoy the game, to get some culture, to have a good experience, to get some fresh air.
Have you, Janet, ever apologized for anything in your entire life?
Yeah, but I'm wrong.
You don't see yourself in the wrong at all here.
No, the child was just having a good time.
Do you agree that the child was disturbing me?
The child is high energy. And high energy kids move around and, you know, probably become big stars later on.
Can we give the child a name so we don't keep referring to it as the child?
The child. Exhibit
B. You might talk about Justin and I may not like it, but his name is Justin.
All right.
He wasn't bothering him.
He was bothering me. Yes, he was. Stop saying he wasn't bothering me. I'm me. I know what was bothering me. What if I was sitting next to you, Janet, and I had a big foam tomahawk and I kept swinging it in your face and I was moving around?
You're grown. A grown man swinging a tomahawk hitting somebody is wrong. That you should be put in jail for that. That's not like a little child. A little three-year-old. Cute three-year-old.
I can't tell you how much I hate people like Janet.
Oh, stop.
What's wrong to hate?
I don't understand why your ticket and your experience is so much more important than Jeff's at the game.
Is it because there are eight of you there?
There are eight of us. So, we are family. So, you know, I got my family with me, and Justin's just a child. He's cute, he's nice, and he just has a lot of energy. He likes to have a lot of fun.
On the phone with Sister Sledge right now.
Y'all need to just grow up.
Jen, I want to ask you a question. I know that I've heard so many times from people who don't have children who say, well, you know, you shouldn't bring your kids out to certain things because there are adults there. And I heard you give Jeff the argument that, you know, kids are at the Braves game, so if adults don't like it, they shouldn't go.
That's right.
How do you feel when people tell you a kid does not belong, like you shouldn't take a kid that young to a movie?
Nobody's going to tell me where to take my child. My child where I want to take my child because it's my child, and if I want him to have a good experience, I take him along.
So what you're saying is that your world is more important than anyone else's you encounter.
I'm just saying that I'm trying to show my child the world around him, and if people don't like it or people who don't have children, you don't have any children, and I really hope you never do.
Janet, how about the lesson of manners? There's a lesson that your kid might not be getting.
Well, there's nothing I can say to him that's going to make him not be a child. You know, I moved his hand and moved his hand once.
But Jan, let me ask you a question. Jeff said that you never apologized to him. You know,
I looked at him.
And
he looked at me.
And
he should have known what it meant.
Well, I think if you would have apologized to him, maybe it would have made Jeff feel a lot better and he wouldn't have been so upset about this.
There's no reason to say sorry. He's a child. He's just a child playing, entertained by the things around him.
It's a waste of time.
He just found, it was a nice day.
We're talking about houseplants.
We weren't bothering anybody. I can't even have this conversation anymore because unlike you, I got a life and things to do.
Right.
So, you know, I'm getting off the phone. And Jeff, you're wrong. You're just wrong for this because this is a little child. When you have children, you will understand.
And then we
can talk. But until then, you know, I'm sorry that you were sitting next to us.
I've got 10 phone lines.
Oh my God. God, I hate people like
that. The Bird Show.